On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Pretoria and Polokwane 22, Johannesburg 20.
R21 North, a crash before Olifantsfontein Road, Bryanston Drive, a crash near Brook Avenue, and there's a crash on the R21 North after the NGN Highveld 1 stop.
ANC MP and former Cabinet Minister Malusi Gigaba says he has complete confidence in the courts, for they are the forum, or that's rather the forum where facts, not fiction, will prevail. Gigaba met with members of the Investigative Directorate Against Corruption today to discuss possible fraud and corruption charges filed against him. Cliff Shiko has more.
Malusi Gigaba, who is also a member of parliament, was expected to appear in the Specialized Commercial Crimes Court to face charges related to controversial multi-billion rand locomotive procurement deal at Transnet. The Investigative Directorate Against Corruption spokesperson Hendrima Mutame.
And he has not been placed under any arrest. Therefore, there will not be any court appearance today.
Gigaba served as Public Enterprises Minister between 2010 and 2014, a period during which the infamous Gupta family and their associates allegedly exerted significant influence over the awarding of major Transnet contracts, including a 54 billion rand locomotive deal. Cliff Shiko, Jacaranda Newswatch in Pretoria.
The Gauteng Education Department says an investigation is underway after the deputy principal of Denoto Technical Secondary School in Deverton, Ekurhuleni, was shot while entering the school. The wounded teacher was then rushed to hospital. Here's the department's Steve Mabona.
Well, as the department, we are shocked to report the attempted murder of one of our deputy principals in the Denoto Secondary School in Daveyton, who was allegedly shot while on his way to the school.
Residents of Gauteng are again being warned to prepare for possible severe thunderstorms throughout this afternoon. Some areas have already been affected. Here's Tshwane Emergency Services' Nana Khadebe-Kiba.
We would like to urge communities to remain alert and to avoid seeking shelter under isolated trees, not to cross flooded roads, not to cross flooded bridges, and also to avoid crossing streams.
President Cyril Ramaphosa has arrived in Italy for a working visit. The presidency says the visit aims to, among others, strengthen diplomatic ties. Faith Modise has more.
Ramaphosa touched down in Rome this morning. The presidency says the engagement between Ramaphosa and the Pope is significant as it marks South Africa's first high-level meeting with a newly appointed pontiff. Pope Leo was elected as the leader of the world's 1 billion Catholics in May. The presidency says the concept of Ubuntu aligns closely with the Pope's calls for a more inclusive and peaceful global community. For Jacaranda Newswatch, I am Faith Modise.
Now for a quick look at news abroad. The death toll from a nursing home blaze in Bosnia earlier this week has risen to 13. This after a woman died after her injuries overnight. And finally, officials for Maine's largest healthcare provider in the US have apologized for sending their condolences to hundreds of people who are still alive. A computer system error caused officials to send letters of condolences to more than 500 living people to inform their next of kin of their reported deaths. I'm Chanel September, very much alive. More news at 4.
Alive and kicking, girly girl.